someone to blame. If you enjoy, we have someone to praise. Now here I give you Jonathan, who is the owner of the restaurant. He has prepared 4 times for such events in this 1 month. We have done 4 times on behalf of Chengdu. So here is Jonathan.
So well, after everyone talking about dream, creativities, someone has to do the job. Okay. So this is sort of what I commit. Talking about you, this from this very table, there's a 5 people from NYU, right? I also have a restaurant in NYU. So my job is, you know...
Wait, I have to clarify. So you're saying we're dreamers who don't get things done? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes, that means, you know, I'm actually, I have a ton of restaurants in the city. So like good food, then we bring people together. I think that this is kind of a Chinese tradition. Eating will bring people together, create like a friendship, you know, exchange cultures, and over the dinner table, we talk about business, we talk about nonsense, whatever. So this, here we are, right? Despite the cold weather outside, we can feel the warmth, feel the spice, feel the energy, feel the, you know, the dream, okay? And on top of that, you know, Jeannie wanted me to talk about, you know, the club, which is upcoming. So the club is the next step for my ideas to bring people further together. So the club, the idea basically is like to showcase what's going on in China, of prosperity, development, this all that. Because there's such demand, there's so many Chinese these days coming to New York to do business. Now is China Airline, and they actually bring people to New York. So once they're in New York, besides I'm feeding them, what else I can bring to the table? Again, club. So the idea of club is like a use as a stepping stone. So the Chinese or whatever, the people from Asia, once they come to New York, they might come to New York for many purposes. Investment, send the kids to school, and a culture exchange, even just, you know, come to experience the hospitality of New York. As I was born and raised in Shanghai, when I come to this city, I, you know, definitely come for the land of opportunities. After I work and live here long enough, I feel there's something maybe I can do for like a contribution back to the city I have enjoyed so much. So again, I see myself as a service provider, and I see myself as a facilitator. Because if someone besides needs food, needs a restaurant services, of course I can tell you where to go. I have a restaurant here, I have a restaurant on West Village, East Village, Williamsburg, Greenpoint, you know, West Side. And we're going to open more restaurants. And then when come to the need of business and events, cultural exchange, workshop, this, you know, this all that, then come to my club. So again, enjoy our food, and if something you don't like, complain to me, and that will give us room to improve not only our service but our food. And again, you know, glad, you know, so pleased to meet the new friends. And also, I want to thank Jeannie, my partner, my co-founder of the club. And without her, even I can make a good food, but I will not have guests like you guys who come here to appreciate everything. Thank you.
You know, the only person he has not cooked for is probably Jack Ma. He has cooked for a lot of, you know, rich Chinese who live here in New York. And Jonathan was a very tough student as well. He graduated from the same school, Fudan University in Shanghai, and like our, you know, table mate over here.